Praise be Jesus and Mary. It is with great joy that we celebrate this Mass in the anniversary of Peter and Joanne. Great joy certainly for them, but a great joy also for us, because in reality, we celebrate the great mystery of which St. Paul talks about in the first reading. The great mystery of Christ's love for his church, which into which the couple, the married couple, enters into. And it is also a great joy because it's a great testimony, a great witness to the culture of the provisional, as Pope Francis calls it. In a culture where everything is superficial almost, and where there is almost nothing permanent. This is the culture of provisional, the provisional that Pope Francis speaks of. So this anniversary reminds us that God is faithful and his love endures forever. And whenever a couple hits an important milestone like this one, it reminds me of something a young lady once said. I can never forget it. When I was young, I remember this young lady stated with full conviction, she said, "If it is possible to fall in love, then it is possible to fall out of it. If it is possible to fall in love, it is possible to fall out of it." Nothing surprising. In fact, what divine revelation teaches us is confirmed by experience, right? Without the grace of God, the human heart is fickle. The creature inevitably experiences the seasons of the heart. This is why in today's gospel, our Lord tells us to be wise. Build on rock. Build on him. And why? Because this is the good news. When God falls in love, he never falls out of it. On the contrary, it is his very nature. Deus caritas est. God is love. So when Christians marry in the Lord, they enter into that great mystery of God's love. They become effective signs of God's love, that one that never falls out of it. Certainly much more can be said, and we should not kid ourselves. You know, in marriage, rain will fall, floods will come, winds will blow and buffet the house. But we can be sure of one thing. If we build on the rock, if we build on Christ, it will not collapse. So Peter and Joanne, the important thing is that your love for one another, the love you share, be always strengthened with the grace of God. Be always more and more unto the love, like the love of Christ. And if this happens, we can be sure that your love will remain and your love will never fall out of it. So, with the help of the Blessed Mother, we can be sure that this love that you have for each other will always remain just as long as you love one another as he has loved you. Praise be Jesus and Mary.